Okay, we're recording.
Okay, calling the April 12th Occupational Therapy Examiner Board meeting to order at 1:33. Roll call. Quentin McAllister, present.
Dana Hutchings, present.
Donnie Rosenfeld, present.
Barbara Paulson, present.
Item 3, declaration of conflict of interest. I will be recusing myself from item 6B, Nicole McAllister's renewal. Are there any other conflicts?
No.
No. All right. Moving on to approving meeting minutes for March the 8th. That includes regular session and executive session minutes. If there are no changes or adjustments, I'll make a motion to approve those.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 4-0. Item 5, future board meeting dates. And it sounds like we have a few different things to discuss here.
Can I ask a question? I don't think we approved the February meeting minutes.
No, and I still have not completed those. Okay, so they will definitely be on next month.
Okay. Sorry.
No worries, no worries. No. May the 10th, I believe last month Barbara said she was going to be out.
That is correct.
Unavailable. Is that okay with everybody else?
Mm-hmm.
So we should have that works for me. June the 14th. I won't be here. You will be? Okay. I may try to call in on that.
Okay. I'll be here.
I'll be here.
So, actually, I'm sorry. I will not be here. Okay. I'm on a cruise, and I cannot call in. That's the age of June, I'm not, no.
And we didn't know for sure about Charlene last month.
Okay.
The 7th, I can do.
Me too.
Oh, that's right. We were talking about that.
If we're able to move that back, it might be, especially if we still have potentially have complaints to carry through.
Mm-hmm. Let me see the boardroom availability.
I can do the 7th.
I think I'm good.
And I'll be gone on July 12th.
So will I.
Me too.
Well, you're going to be gone in July, too.
I'm going to be gone from June the 30th on till the 23rd or 24th.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to be gone most of July.
Uh-oh.
Oh, who's going to run that meeting?
Okay, so for June, the boardroom is available on the 7th.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Let's change to the 7th.
Sabrina, is that okay with you?
Yes.
Okay.
And then for July,
I will not be here.
Yeah, and I won't be either.
I'll be at a conference.
You will be?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
And
but
Charlene.
We need Charlene for sure. Well,
so we can we discuss that one on the next one?
Yeah.
When she's here?
I can find out where I'm at and see if I'll have access. And then we could at least do licensure, maybe.
When do you return?
The 23rd.
Okay, we're saying June, right?
We're talking about July now.
July,
yeah.
All right.
Sorry.
July 7th, okay.
And June 7th was... June 7th, July 13th. Or July
12th.
Mm-hmm. July 12th, yeah.
Right, so I won't be here in July. But I'll be here for June.
So it's June 7th.
June 7th,
yeah.
Okay.
And now we're talking about July.
Okay, right. Now I'm with you. I thought I was, okay.
Should we touch base with that next month?
Well, we can, yes, but just so you know, moving it to July 5th is probably not practical.
July won't be here still anyway. July won't. Yeah, I wasn't.
So
is Charlene probably will be here, I would assume.
Yeah, and if she cannot be here, we might have to change the day of the week or something. Because I wouldn't want to push it out to the 19th.
Right.
Yeah.
We don't want to go too long.
Right.
I'll check and see if there's a possibility that I could phone in somehow, whether it's by an app or something like that, to at least get licensures approved if that's necessary.
Well, if we got three of us, that's
yeah.
one. Barbara,
Moving on to item 6A, 37 initial applications. And I'll make a motion to approve those 37 initial applications. Do you have a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 4-0. Item 6B, I'm recusing myself from the real Nicole McAllister's license. Do you have a motion to approve the 152, including hers?
I'll make a motion to approve the 152 applications.
Do we have a second?
I second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. 4-0 for the 151 and 3-0 with Quentin McAllister recusing himself for Nicole McAllister. All right. 6C. 5 to inactive.
Can I stop for a second? I'm wondering on the recusals if we need to remove the board member's name from the license. I would think so.
Oh.
Never thought of
the physical license? Or?
Mm-hmm.
What does the license look like?
We'll talk about it.
Okay.
It has all the board members' names on the left. Yeah.
Some guys just indicate that you're part of the board.
I would think that it's probably not a relevant thing, but what do I know? As far as legal.
Well, because it is documented that you did
state
for that. So.
Right. Okay. So we're on item 6C. We have five licenses to inactive. I'll make a motion to approve those licenses to inactive. Do we have a second?
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries 4-0. 6D, one license back to active. Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion to take the license of Mary Jennifer Garcia back to active.
Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries 4-0. And item 6E, Rolando Hernandez Jr., and that's a limited license. I'll make a motion to approve that limited license. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 4-0. And now we're to item 7A, and that's a board reviews. And AI is Teresa Bonner, and I believe Karen wanted to give us an update on that for you.
Yes, Mr. Chair. She was inadvertently put on as a board review. She had answered yes to one of the questions that she had a license that was surrendered, but really what it was, she previously held a license in Arizona and it expired, so she did not surrender it. So she really should not have been on the board review, but you can approve her here.
Okay. Do we have a motion for her license?
I make a motion to approve Teresa Farmer's license.
I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries 4-0. 7A2, Julie Elliott Tevez. Looks like she had a situation with the California board and she paid a fine.
Right.
Is there any discussion or a motion for her license?
I would make a motion to approve the renewal of her license. Her initial license.
Do we have a second?
Second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries 4-0. 7A3, Matthew Dumont, and that's not a crime of moral turpitude. Is there any discussion or a motion for his license?
I make a motion to approve his initial license for Matthew Dumont.
Do we have a second?
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 4-0. 7A4, Jenna Miller, and that is not a crime warrant to approve as well. I'll make a motion to approve that license if there is no other discussion. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 4-0. And number 5, Kelsey Roberts. Not a crime warrant to approve, I don't believe.
No.
No,
it was a little bit ago, anyway.
Right.
Any discussion or a motion for Kelsey Roberts' license?
I'll make a motion to approve Kelsey Roberts' license.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries 4-0. 7B, renewal board reviews. Jesus Fernandez with a statement saying he did not practice. I'll make a motion to approve that board review. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries 4-0. B2, Lavetta Gibson, same thing with the statement, she did not treat while her license expired. I'll make a motion to approve her renewal. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 4-0. Kelly Hammond, also an expired license, and she works at the VA, which has different rules. So I'll make a motion to approve that renewal. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries 4-0. Amanda Hesse, renewal, reinstatement, did not practice. I'll make a motion to approve that license. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 4-0. And we're down to item 7B5, Tara Polini, a reinstatement, no practice. Do I have a motion to approve her license?
I'll make a motion to approve her license.
Do we have a second?
Dana
seconds the motion.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 4-0. Steve Reyes, disclosure, not a crime of moral turpitude. If there's no discussion, I will make a motion to approve his renewal.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 4-0. Heather Rice, reinstatement, did not treat. Do I have a motion for her renewal?
I'll make a motion to renew the license of Heather Rice.
I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'm sorry, who seconded that?
Me.
Okay.
We're on item 7B8, Peggy Wesley. Also a reinstatement with no treatment while she had an expired license. Do I have a motion for her license?
I'll make a motion to approve Peggy LC's license.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Last one, guys. Paul Whitlaw Gorski, reinstatement, did not treat. I'll make a motion to approve that license. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 4-0. Item number 8. All right. We have nothing new in the way of initial complaints, and we aren't reviewing or discussing further any open complaints this meeting. Item number 9, I'm going to turn that over to Vicki for the financial report.
Karen. Vicki's not here today.
I apologize, Karen. Sorry. Did I mention I've been up since 3:30?
Okay. Anyway, maybe it's here. Okay, item 9A, the financial report. That is on, I believe, the last page of your materials, and we're projected to have $13,000 left at the end of the fiscal year. I still need to meet with Susie Myers from our accounting group because both of us agree that something's not right about that.
Because there's too much?
There's too much money.
Yeah. Okay.
Especially with rent.
Yes, since the Occupational Therapy Board had to pay all of the rent. So I'm hoping to get together with her next week. One of her staff members who does this cash report was out on maternity leave and just came back. So we'll try to figure that out next week. Item 9B1, policies and procedures. Next month I'll be presenting probably 3 or 4 new policies and procedures for the board to approve. Item 9B2, application automation or e-licensing. There's nothing new to report with that. Item 9B2, rule updates. So we'll go over the bills to watch in the next agenda item. There are some potential changes to rules if these bills are passed. So what I propose is that I wait to start the process of changing the rules until these have been either put through or vetoed or you know, they just fail.
That makes sense.
Okay, and then 9C, this is the one that's going to take a while. and I'll try to get through them quickly. The 2019 session bills to watch. Okay, starting with SB 1086, Health Professionals Temporary Licensure. This will likely pass. I'm going in the wrong order.
Okay.
Let me go the other way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's go in the order of the agenda. Okay. So then, starting with Senate Bill or House Bill 2131. This is regarding, am I in the right order?
No, 2118.
There it is. 2118. Sorry. Unauthorized practice health professions. So that has gone from the House to the Senate. It went to the Committee of the Whole at the Senate on April 4th, which means it's getting near the very end of the process before it goes to the governor's office. It will likely get to the governor's desk. I don't know if he will sign it. What it includes is it requires health boards regulate the unauthorized practice of health professions that they regulate. It directs health boards or their executive directors to verify the licensure of these people, retain all of the records regarding the complaint if they were practicing without a license for 10 years, and then post the information about the unauthorized practice on the website for 5 years. There are some other items in here, but we'll wait until we find out if this is going to go through before we look into them in very much detail. The reason I say that about the governor's office is I don't know if you remember back a few years ago when we had somebody practicing cosmetology or cutting hair for homeless people, and the governor's office had a big issue with that. So I don't know how that's going to go.
I think he still references hair cutting a little too often, maybe.
So, then HB 2131, State Agency Citizen Portal Access. I'm not sure the status on this. It went to the Rules Committee, and the status is PFC, and I don't know what that stands for.
PFC.
Okay, so it requires that each state agency that collects personal information give the licensees or the applicants access to that information so they can change whatever is inaccurate. So we'll see what happens with that.
So how does that impact us? They don't have that ability right now?
Well, right now with our new system, they can get on there. They can change, they can change their address, but they can't change their birth date, their Social Security number. So it will involve a little bit of programming, but compared to the other bills that will affect the e-licensing system, that's nothing.
Okay.
But I thought that when I read this, that it's only that they have access to it to see it. Not that they can change it, but that they can see it so they can get it changed.
Right.
So I would think that would be okay.
But it says correct any error.
Yeah, I think from what I understood it, meaning that they can get it corrected by calling the cleaner. Not that they can correct it online.
Okay.
It doesn't matter, Karen.
Yeah, so provision number 1B, correct any error in the information. Right.
That could be by calling it. I don't know.
Yeah. So we'll have to get clarification on that.
Yeah.
Okay. 2182, House Bill 2182. Permit, license denials. Agency hearing. Mine are just totally out of order. Okay, so this is pretty far in the process. The next step should be a third read. It requires that a state agency, which that issues licenses or permits, specify the criteria for licensure approval in clear and unambiguous language. I'll leave it at that. Okay, the next one, HB 2463, Occupational Regulations, Licensees, Communications Notice. This has been signed by the governor, so this will go into effect on the general effective date, which is usually sometime in August or September. It requires that state agencies post a notice in specified locations that reads, and you have a note here that has what the notice needs to say. It has to be provided in the following locations: a prominent location on the agency's website, license applications, communications denying a license, cease and desist orders, and other communications asserting that a person is required to obtain a license. So as far as having it on our website, that's easy enough. We will have to get it put into the application online. HB 2501, that is electronic record state library. I'm not too concerned about this. Let's see. Yeah, that hasn't made any progress since, I think, March 26th, but it requires the state library to have electronic archives. And I need to get clarification to find out if that includes, like, all of the licensure files and complaint files that we have over there. It would be nice if they were electronic and we could access them quickly.
Be expensive to get them there, though.
Mm-hmm. But it allows, it establishes a fund, I think,
right,
to do that.
Yeah. Giving them
$70,000. Yeah, $70,000 won't cover it.
Yeah,
I can tell you that. Because ours was going to be like $30,000. Just for the athletic training and occupational therapy boards. Okay, HB 2569, Occupational Licensing Reciprocity. Requires an occupational or professional license or certificate to be issued in the discipline applied for and at the same practice level as determined by the regulating entity to a person who establishes residence in Arizona. So this is the one I think that people were assuming meant that we would just hand them a license. This has been signed by the governor. So really what this means is they still need to fill out an application. They can't have any disqualifying criminal history. They have to have a license in another state. It has just basically the same qualifications that we have for endorsement, licensure by endorsement. So it will involve some programming in the system. I think it's a good thing. You know, it encourages people to practice here in Arizona. It simplifies the process a little bit. Okay.
Simplifying is always good.
Yes. Okay. HB 2660, Occupational Regulation, Prior Conviction, Applicability. That should be on its way to a third read, and it prohibits a state agency from determining that a person's conviction of specified offenses from over 7 years ago disqualifies the person from obtaining a license, permit, certificate, or other state recognition, unless the offense relates to a law the agency must specifically consider. So, if a person is convicted of a felony, a violent crime, an offense related to forgery, credit card fraud, and so on, more than 7 years ago, they cannot be disqualified from licensure, unless one of those occurrences is something that we are allowed to look at. It cannot be for a dangerous offense, a serious offense, dangerous crime against children, or sexual offense, and the conviction has not been set aside.
So the criteria, that's the exclusions for that criteria. So it's a child molester or abuse on a child, then we could deny.
You could consider that, yes.
I just wanted to make sure I understood that right.
Yes, no matter how long ago it was, if I'm understanding it correctly. So once these pass and we have our executive director's meeting with the Attorney General's office and we get specific direction on everything, I don't want to assume too much. Okay, because I'm not a lawyer. Okay. HB 2724, petition to request review. That's been held. We don't have to worry about that. Senate Bill 1062, public disclosure, health professionals, address. So this requires that we have an address of record for each licensee that may be publicly disclosed, and that we have a telephone or email address of record for each licensee who's required to maintain patient medical records, which would be occupational therapists and assistants. It allows for the licensee to opt out of the disclosure. So, for instance, we have quite a few licensees who might not be working right now, or they work at a lot of different locations. They don't have a public address of record, so we default to their home address. They may want to opt out of having that listed as their public address. That will be a programming issue with our system. Okay, and then the last one, Senate Bill 1086, Health Professionals Temporary Licensure. This is the one that's going to be, if it goes through, it's going to complicate the administration of applications. So it allows a board to grant authority to their executive director to issue and approve licenses as long as the applicant fulfills all the requirements for licensure, has not had a license suspended or revoked, is not currently under investigation by a board, has not surrendered a license, has not engaged in any criminal or civil conduct that could be considered unprofessional conduct, and has no disciplinary action on a license issued by a board in any jurisdiction. So, I interpret that to mean that that's all licenses, not just temporary licenses, and I would need to get, I would need to have the Attorney General's office confirm that. Then it goes on with another provision. It allows the board to issue temporary health professional licenses to an applicant who is not a licensee already if the applicant holds an active and unrestricted health profession in license in any other state, has not had a license revoked or suspended, is not the subject of an unresolved complaint, and has paid all of the fees. So it requires the applicant submit a notarized affidavit, which is an issue because we just switched to electronic applications. They're not notarized. So I don't know how we'll handle that. And the statement says that they've met all the criteria. They have to let the board know if any of the circumstances have changed. It requires that the board approve or deny an application within 30 days of submission.
Okay. So on that number six, so the temporary license expires in 30 days?
After it's granted or upon approval of the full license, whichever occurs first. It requires that the board verify any other licenses that the person holds. So if the person has 10 other licenses, board staff will have to verify all of those rather than requiring that the person send in the documentation.
Within 30 days.
Within 30 days. Now, we can do it by phone as long as it's followed up with an electronic or a paper record directly from the other agency. We can extend the time frame for approval or denial of a license by an additional 30 days if the board is unable to verify the aforementioned information within the 30-day period. It allows the board to establish an application and fee in rule for temporary licensure, and that's one of those that might affect our rules package. Allows a board to adopt rules to carry out this act.
So, can I clarify? So, the purpose of a temporary license is if somebody moves here with a license from another state,
mm-hmm.
and they want to have a job here. Is mm-hmm. that the...
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. okay.
Yes. The athletic training board already does this. They're not required to do it within 30 days, but we always do. It's usually like a day or two after they submit the application, but we don't get that many. I would imagine the occupational therapy board will get a lot of those.
Yeah.
The first provision allowing the executive director to issue and approve licenses includes reinstatements. So let's say we have an occupational therapist who didn't work over the summer, couldn't afford to do their CEs right, you know, before the end, before their license expired, and then they want to reinstate, but they need to get back to work right away. So this would make it so they don't have to wait for a board meeting.
Oh, okay.
So that's a good thing,
mm-hmm.
I think. So, where did I say that one was? That is, should be going on its third read, not next week, but the following week. I would anticipate this will pass. I'm not sure what changes might be made to it between now and then. But I think this is something that the governor would probably support.
It's all about streamlining and lean.
Mm-hmm.
So the only one that has passed is 2569, the list passing.
I think there were two. The notice, and 2569. Just a moment. 2569 has been transmitted to the governor. It was transmitted on the 8th.
I'm sorry?
It was transmitted to the governor. It's on his desk.
He signed it.
He had... Is it on here?
2569?
Mm-hmm.
It was on the news. Right? I'm pretty sure, like, he was talking about how he signed it.
Okay.
If I remember correctly.
Okay, I think I printed this out like 2 days ago. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Anything for next month? Feels like it might be everyone already anyway. Considering last month. So, all right. Call the public.
Nobody's here.
All right, perfect. I will adjourn this meeting at 2:07.